This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Republicans look to New Hampshire.
Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
Donald Trump in court for E. Jean Carroll defamation trial.
It's only about the damages he will owe her.
After a snow drought in the mid-Atlantic,
we finally like we're actually getting a good winter in the D.C. area.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With Donald Trump the big winner in last night's Iowa caucuses, the focus is now on next Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. Thursday's GOP debate on ABC has been canceled because Nikki Haley says she will not debate Ron DeSantis without Donald Trump.
I don't think he needs to be the next president. I'm going to be the next president. And so we want to move forward so that he's no longer a part of the conversation.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
She believes that this is a two-person race. Why? Because she feels like it has narrowed in New Hampshire. When you look at the polling, she can potentially be within striking distance of Donald Trump if her support combines with Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race last week.
Former President Trump has been at his defamation trial in New York City. He's already been found liable in a previous case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Jurors will determine how much Trump owes Carroll for comments he made about her. CBS's Graham Cates.
Now, this trial is about another set of defamation. And in fact, he's been found liable for this other set of defamation by the judge here. And all the jury is deciding is how much more he owes E. Jean Carroll in addition to the $5 million she's already been awarded.
Sledding in a usually warm Tupelo, Mississippi.
The last 2 years, it hasn't snowed.
But like, honestly, this is the best day I ever had.
Cold and snow are in the forecast for much of the nation. At least 16 weather-related deaths have been reported nationwide. The Northeast is dealing with several inches of snow, and it's bitter cold from the middle of the country to the Southeast. A U.S. official confirms the Biden administration is expected to soon announce plans to redesignate the Houthis as specially designated global terrorists. And the Iranian-backed Houthis launched another attack on merchant shipping today, just hours after the U.S. preemptively struck missiles in Yemen that were prepared to launch. The Navy is still searching for two missing Navy SEALs off the coast of Somalia, who military consultant Jeff McCausland says were part of a mission to seize Iranian missile parts from a ship headed for Yemen.
We continue operations to find these particular two guys, but obviously, as time goes on, it becomes less and less likely that we're going to be successful in finding them alive.
A National Security Council spokesperson says the U.S. welcomes the announcement by Qatar that an agreement has been reached to have medicine delivered to hostages in Gaza. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow plunged 232 points. The Nasdaq fell 28. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin suffered a complication after prostate cancer surgery and had to be rushed to a hospital, his security detail made a request of the Fairfax County Department of Public Safety Communications.
Can I ask, but can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
Austin was released from the hospital yesterday. The lack of timely disclosure to his staff in the White House is under investigation. The Supreme Court will not get involved in the battle over bathrooms for transgender students. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The court has rejected an appeal from an Indiana public school district. The Metropolitan School District of Martinsville, southwest of Indianapolis, appealed a court ruling upholding an order granting transgender boys access to the boys' bathroom. Federal appeals courts are divided over whether school policies enforcing such restrictions on which bathrooms transgender students can use violate federal law or the Constitution.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The most senior member of the Senate, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, is in the hospital to treat an infection. Grassley's office says the 90-year-old senator is in good spirits and will return to work following doctor's orders. Gas prices are on the rise. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After falling for two straight weeks, the nation's average price of gasoline has inched up. And Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the reason...
First and foremost, the extremely cold weather, the polar vortex that gripped much of the country has caused some refinery issues.
He says the second thing driving up prices...
Additional attacks in the Red Sea from the Houthi militants have pushed the price of oil up slightly. I'm concerned that the Red Sea would continue to be disrupted, leading to increased transit times for large oil shipments.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Anderson Ulrich, who killed five people and endangered the lives of over 40 others at Club Q, an LGBTQ plus nightclub in Colorado Springs, has been charged with 50 counts of hate crimes in federal court.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the World Economic Forum in Davos that the world must unite to ensure Vladimir Putin does not prevail in his country. CBS's Vicky Barker was watching from our foreign desk in London.
Volodymyr Zelensky didn't directly answer a question he posed at the start of his speech, whether the time has come to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Instead, he painted a picture of an autocrat only interested in endless war and endless conquest.
If anyone thinks this is only about us, this is only about Ukraine, they are fundamentally mistaken.
Zelensky calling again for Western aid in achieving air superiority over Ukraine's Russian invaders. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Might want to keep the antacid tablets handy. It's International Hot and Spicy Food Day. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.